This is Mija Riedel.
Yeah,
with
yeah.
Pardon?
Sorry, girlfriend.
Okay.
Oh, you're talking.
Yes.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No worries. This is Mija Riedel with Consuelo Jimenez Underwood at her home and studio in Cupertino, California, on July 5th, 2011, for the Smithsonian Archives of American Art. This is card number one. Good morning.
Good morning.
And let's just do a little test and.
Yes.
I'll sit here for a moment, just make sure the fan's not too loud.
Okay.
So before we actually get into the work, I think it would be wise to take care of the early biographical information.
Uh-huh.
Where and when were you born?
Sacramento, California, in April 29, 1949.
April 29. Okay.
And for me, it's interesting because it was very... I was born in the Taurus, the European system of metaphysical calendar.
Right.
And in the year of the Asian calendar, the year of the bull.
Okay.
So
that's interesting.
Okay, double power. And both in both systems, the earth and strength from the earth is prominent.
Interesting.
Yes.
That is interesting.
So that's when I was born.
Okay. And your father, what was his name?
Ismael Jimenez Aguirre.
Okay.
Aguirre was his mother's name, and Jimenez was his father's name.
Right. And your mother?
Francisca Cruz Jimenez.
Uh-huh.
Jimenez was her married name,
right.
And Cruz was her father's name.
Mm-hmm. And did you have siblings?
Yes, I'm number 11 of 12.
Oh my goodness.
Uh-huh.
So you were born in Sacramento, and did you grow up there as well?
That would be our winter camp.
Okay.
You know, my mom bought some property, I guess, in like the mid-40s. And actually, it was the edge of Sacramento at the time, and it became like one of the many suburbs near the downtown of Sacramento.
Okay.
So we'd go there when there was no work or when it was raining. But we was mostly occupied by my older siblings.
Okay.
Which did not really, but we mostly, because my father was not the father of the kids. My mom had like three marriages.
Okay.
So we were he was her last husband.
Okay.
And my sister and I were number 11 and 12. And basically the number one and two and threes would kind of live in the main house.
Mm-hmm.
So I always felt that I never really lived there, but we would have a room or the garage.
Oh my goodness.
And so, but that was where we would be when there was no work, meaning there was no place to live in any of the ranches that were in the valley. So
your father was, now correct me if I'm wrong here, but he was part of the early Bracero program?
Yeah, he was one of the first ones that came during World War II.
Right.
And he remembers landing in, he was in Mexico City,
mm-hmm.
drifting around as a young, I would say late teenager.
Mm-hmm.
And then he heard of an opportunity of that Mexico, the U.S. had come up with this deal of taking workers over there. So he signed up. And by train,
mm-hmm.
and then by train to the border from Mexico City.
Right.
And then from the border, they took him on a bus, and he landed here in San Jose, actually.
Okay.
And so from San Jose, then he started working in the crops in this picking some kind of orchard work.
Mm-hmm.
And he remembers strawberries on the coast. And then one of the times he was working in Vacaville, Fairfield, and that's when he met my mom. And I think they must have met around 1947.
Mm-hmm.
And I was born in 1949.
Mm-hmm.
So my mom, on the other hand, was a California girl,
mm-hmm.
Hanford, California. She remembers, she had a migratory lifestyle as well. And she remembers crossing the grapevine on wagon train. And it would be so wet or rainy sometimes that it was a neat story because they would push the wagon train up, put some rocks behind the wheels, and then push it again and put rocks further up. And that's how they would cross the grapevine.
This is going the grapevine, on crossing into Los Angeles.
Yeah.
And
the other base, her base was Mexicali, Calexico.
Okay.
In Imperial Valley.
Mm-hmm.
And